It's Good News with Gary, featuring University of Akron President Gary L. Miller.
Hi, everyone. Here's some good news from the University of Akron. I always enjoy talking about ways in which we're increasing student opportunities here at UA. We recently announced the Credit for Prior Learning program, which provides an accelerated and cost-effective pathway for adult learners to earn an undergraduate degree or certificate. Anyone over the age of 18 who has professional work experience and/or prior learning outside of a traditional academic experience can earn university credit, putting them closer to their degree. Some of these experiences may include past education achievements, work background, military service, and professional certification. UA faculty and staff members are available to work with interested individuals to document their work and prior educational experience with the goal of creating their own pathway to a degree or a certificate. I want to thank Dr. Gwen Price, Senior Vice Provost for Academic and Faculty Affairs, and Dr. Heather Halley, Director of our regional campus, and their team for their extremely hard work to develop this initiative. Please visit the Credit for Prior Learning page on the UA website for more information. We're also developing opportunities for students who are just starting their higher education journeys. UA is collaborating with the Sherwin-Williams Company, a global leader in the paint and coating industry, on a new learning community for first-time, first-generation students who may need financial support. The Create Your Possible Sherwin-Williams Career Accelerator will launch in the fall of 2024 with a gift of nearly $700,000 to support the first cohort of students. This is a tremendous option for those majoring in chemistry, engineering, polymer, and computer science. In addition to scholarship support, participating students will have access to career development resources and events with Sherwin-Williams professionals coordinated by the UA Co-op program. We're so grateful to Sherwin-Williams, whose global headquarters is in Cleveland, for their vision and partnership in this initiative. The UA Board of Trustees recently approved a name change for the Center for Intelligence and Security Studies, and I'm very pleased that the new name honors one of our most accomplished alumni. The center will now be called the Michael J. Morrell Center for Intelligence and Security Studies, after Michael Morrell, who was twice the acting director of the CIA during his 33-year career there. Michael's from Cuyahoga Falls and graduated from UA in 1980 with an economics degree. In more than three decades with the CIA, Michael served as the deputy director and director for intelligence, among other positions. He also served as President George H.W. Bush's personal intelligence briefer during his presidency. Michael retired from the CIA in 2013 and has since worked as a senior counselor for the Beacon Global Strategies, a firm advising on global political and economic risk environments. He's also a highly regarded commentator for CBS News and the host of the award-winning podcast called Intelligence Matters, The Relaunch. I'm thrilled that along with the center's name change, Michael's going to be more engaged at the University of Akron. He's already on the board of the center and will teach one course a year. Michael will also be available as a mentor for students interested in intelligence and security careers. We're very grateful to have him as an intelligence and security expert and as an important resource for our students. Well, that's some of the good news from the University of Akron. If you're in the Columbus area on Friday, April 12th, please join us for a UA Alumni Association social at the Columbus Museum of Art. Check the UA website for more details. Tune in soon for another Good News with Gary podcast, and go Zips!